gems that have come out of South Africa. We're talking mental health this afternoon, World Mental Health Day. Marleen van der Berg is an occupational therapist with the Crescent Clinic in Claremont.
And thank you for having us here. We're really happy to be here.
It's really lucky to have you. And I'm pretty close to this particular topic because I've had family had a personal journey. My late sister Sharon was diagnosed, one of the youngest diagnosed with schizophrenia. Yeah. And I know it was a very difficult thing for the family to come to terms with, especially the kind of stigmas attached to it where mothers keep other children and parents keep other children away from her and say it's a malachi kind of thing.
Just lock her up and put bells around her name.
Yeah, so here's this young child full of life, insulated. And then there's stories coming through, since I said I'm speaking to Marleen, stories coming through about a genius also is apparently very intelligent.
Yes.
And he's got schizophrenia as well. And the stigma is unfortunately holding people back from doing or living just a decent kind of life.
If you think about it, one in every three people have a mental illness, which is a shocking statistic.
Wow.
If you think about it, for every one person that commits suicide, there's 20 that have attempted suicide. And if you think about that, it's like really crazy. It's an illness that we think is such a in the corner, let's not hear about it, let's shove that family member out of sight, but it's actually a living, breathing illness in most of our lives. And it's crazy that it's being stigmatized this way.
Is it a geval van mense wat jy weet dat hulle a bietjie van 'n probleem het?
Ja, ek dink so. Ek dink 'n groot deel daarvan is dit. Ek dink jy tel nie die simptome op nie. Jy dink dalk is 'n slegte tyd en ek gaan weer daardeur kom, maar eintlik kom jy nie agter dat jou slaaploosheid en jou bietjie meer aggressie en al hierdie klein simptoompies eintlik deel is van teen in 'n burn-out en dan op die ou en depressie nie.
So with World Mental Health Day, we want to take it out of the closet. We want to
exactly.
See, because there's ignorance about this. Because it's not like a physical condition. You can't see it.
We want to open up the dialogue and say that you are not crazy. We walk these far distances and we wear crazy clothes, but the illness itself is not crazy. The illness itself is either chemical or circumstantial, and that there is help available. So it's really about opening up and saying, like, let's have a dialogue about this. Let's talk about people just suffering every day.
It would appear as if depression is also on the rise. Has that got anything to do with just the pace of society and the kind of stresses that come with it?
I do think so. I do think that the pace has a big influence. There's a lot of pressure. Between 15 and 29-year-old girls is the highest cause of death, second highest cause of death. So I think if you think about that age group and the pressure that they deal with and the social media pressure that they deal with and the performance anxiety that they have and then just people struggling to parent their children through generations, I think there's such a lot of things going on. Our lives are busy, our lives are rushed. I think that all contributes. And I don't think we really make time anymore for ourselves and for our well-being, which largely contributes to starting
absolutely.
To struggle.
And that's balance. Searching for
absolutely
balance.
Absolutely balance.
What is the first port of call? If you're thinking you've got too much negative thoughts, you can't break through the negativity. What's your first port of call if you suspect that you may have a mental health condition? Or if you're a family member, suspect your brother, sister, mother, father, or whatever has a condition. What's your first port of call?
I think we see that in the clinics a lot, is that if people come to treatment immediately, if you can cross that barrier of stigma and you can say, let me speak to a psychologist or occupational therapist or a psychiatrist, maybe even your GP, and just say, listen, I'm starting to struggle with something, let's talk about it. The sooner people come into treatment, the actual more effective that we can help them. So I think that's also where we want to destigmatize it and say, coming to see a therapist is not you not weird or weak or unable to cope. You just need a little bit of help to get you back on track in life. So I would say that seeking help sooner is much better for people than waiting until we are at suicide's door before you really seek help.
Let's look at depression. Is it a case of ek skrik elke dag wakker en as 'n donker wolkie, daar's hier 'n rede vir lewe nie. Is that a sign?
That is definitely a sign. Selfs net om in die oggende wakker te sukkel om wakker te word, om net te slaap en te slaap. Absenteeism in workplace is a big sign. Or going and then wanting to come back home and saying like, no, I've had enough, I can't cope. That's definitely a big sign. Losing concentration, memory loss, just your life becoming more chaotic, all contributing factors to a potential depression or burnout thing.
Marleen, is daar pille vir hierdie ding? Ek dink mense weet nie noodwendig dat daar pille is vir die goed.
Die wetenskap is baie goed ontwikkel. Daar is rare goeie medikasie wat mense kan bereik, maar ek dink is ook baie mense probeer goed op hulle eie en ek dink dit help rarig as jy 'n span het wat jou daarmee kan help, 'n dokter, 'n psigiater. Saam met dit, kyk ons ook na Happiness Helps. Wat sê, how do you change your life? How do you look at mental well-being? En wat bring jy ook in jou lewe in om jou te help om 'n gesonder lewe te lei? So, ek dink dit is 'n balans tussen medikasie en 'n gesonde, gelukkige lewe en wat jy doen om amper al jou stressore te hanteer.
So moet jy raad opgee nie. Gaan vind 'n bietjie uit en miskien is daar ietsie wat
I think that's the worst thing. I think people get into that dark space where they say the only solution out for me is suicide. When that is definitely not the only way out. It might feel like that at that point, but there's so much help available. And that's why we're walking and that's why we're having this initiative.
And then there's also the problem with armoede, with poverty, with people not necessarily having decent kind of facilities or professionals that they can go to clinics, not necessarily being able to help them. Fortunately, we're better off than other provinces. Yes. We're not going to have a life Esther Dimini in this province.
No, Western Cape is well-equipped, and there's a lot of outpatient initiatives, non-government organizations or non-profit organizations that are available and people can actually use access to services for. I also think that a lot of us that work in this profession as clinicians, it's more about people getting better than really to our own detriment, making money or making a big lifestyle for ourselves. So there are people that will be willing to help you. I think it might just be for some people more difficult to access that because you need to overcome the barrier, not just of stigma, but then also of poverty or access to services. We're also walking around the union building this year, very specifically with a message to politicians of policy making and saying that government needs to look at mental health issues and how we can support our country to be more healthier in terms of your mental health.
Okay, so the good news that you bring in is that medication is developing in terms of the kind of conditions that are generally suffered, and just maybe there's an opportunity of you leading a pretty normal life.
Yes, I do think so. I always think about it that depression or anxiety or schizophrenia, something that you live with, it does not have to define you. I don't go to a normal party and say, hi, I'm occupational therapy. I go, hello, my name is Madeline, and occupational therapy is just what I do. And I think that's what we want to get to people, is that depression is not your definition. It's not who you are. Anxiety is not what you have become. You are still you. You just have this condition, and we can treat and manage that. It does not have to form your identity.
Hoe kan ons deurdring? How can we shake these people to order that think of people with a mental condition as malaches, that keep their kids away from children with a mental health condition? How can we deal with that stupidity? Because that, how can we, nip it in the bud?
I think changing language is a very big thing. I mean, not speaking about crazy, not speaking about malaches, like all of that terminology, not speaking about mental illness as being something that is a weakness, I think is a very big
challenge.
Yeah, it's a very big challenge.
Like a physical.
Exactly. And I think we need to address that. But also, and I mean, this might be quite shocking and challenging, but I think it also needs to look at our own mental health. We often say those things because it reflects our own stresses and it reflects our own state of being.
So if you're calling somebody a malachi, maybe chances are JC and that the pull nodig.
Maybe you need to have some help as well. Yeah. So I think it's
but
about
the pain
language.
They cause. They don't understand the pain they cause when they think like that.
No, they don't. And it's often just deflective and reactive, rather than saying this is someone suffering, and none of us on this earth have not experienced suffering. We all know how it feels to have a bad day. So to have compassion for people that have a bad
compassion
day.
What happened to the compassion?
No, you singing playing songs of love the whole day, and I think that's what it is about. It's about compassion for each other.
I seriously believe music is therapy as well.
Absolutely.
You guys do your professional thing and I play the music, and
the patients are always upset when I come into a group and they say, are we going to dance again? I'm like, yes, definitely we're going to dance again.
Absolutely. So, okay, there's hope. There's a recourse. They can go to a website as well. Yes. And there's this walk. Tell us about this walk.
Oh, yeah, this walk is amazing. So last year we did a walk all the way from Pretoria to Cape Town, which is really crazy. And we walked to, yes, exactly. But this year we said we want to go bigger and we're going to go better and we want to involve people. So I have numerous walks just around the country that's happening. We also have this wonderful initiative that we say we have a mission to Mars. We are going to walk all the way to Mars and we invite people to download the app and let their steps count towards destigmatizing the illness and towards mental well-being. So people can log on our website, www.crazyforwalking.co.za, get all of the information. There's public talks. They can still join walks in the mall. There's a walk up the Market Table Mountain for 7 days after each other. other, and really join us in this initiative.
And where can people get those details from?
Everything is on the website, www.crazyforwalking.co.za.
crazyforwalking1word.co.za.
Exactly.
And you can get information about mental health?
Yes, definitely. It will link you to clinics. The clinics will link you to therapists, and we are there. This is an awareness campaign, and our whole mission is to say, we are there. Come and receive the help that you need. Come and receive the help that your family member might need.
Ons moet weer 'n geleentheid kry om met jou te praat, Marlene, of met die mense daar by Crescent Clinic. The sheer volume of questions that have come through on this particular issue this past 2 hours have been amazing. We're not going to be able to get through to all of it, but we must in this month at least, where we focus on mental health.
People are also more than welcome if they want to send me a personal email, marlene@crazyforwalking.com, that if they have personal requests that they want to send, or if they're looking for a therapist or they're needing help, they're more than welcome to direct their questions to me and I'll be able to assist them.
Marlene, M-A-R-L-E-N-E @
crazyforwalking.co.za.
Marlene @ crazyforwalking.co.za. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It's a brief little chat touching on a whole lot of bases, but I think it would be great if we could home in on some of the conditions and what is available out there for both the sufferers thereof and for the family of people who are looking after them with lots of love. Thank you, Marlene.
And a little bit of gift for you, some crazy socks so that you can wear on the 10th of October, and thank you so much for having and hosting us.
Thank you so much, Marlene. It's been an absolute pleasure.